This podcast is a 2020 Pod Roger production. Supported by GrowSites. Affordable, beautiful, professional websites. Customized to your specific needs. To see how you can grow your project, visit GrowSites. GROWSIT.ES.
How Australian values are changing. Are Australian values moving left or right? The answer is yes, both. And more worryingly, they are also moving on a trajectory outside the known political universe towards the delusional realms of a political and social fantasia. And even more upsettingly, otherwise ordinary-seeming people at the highest levels of government, commerce, and public influence have become fierce advocates of conspiracy theories that are palpably bullshit. Australians have had for a long, long time an enviable reputation for their crisp, fast, and accurate bullshit detection. This skill seems to be fading away, particularly and bizarrely, amongst white, middle-class, middle-aged men. Of course, the majority of Australians have been taught from birth to believe in what is not true. Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, gods of whatever cloth or desert origin. They learn early to believe the lies and reassurances of those they most trust. Parents, Sunday school teachers, and priests of any skyhook religion. They get over Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, but not the priests. They desperately search for and imagine they've found skyhooks throughout their adult lives. In the 21st century, we have a Prime Minister who speaks in tongues of a Sunday and on weekdays believes and proclaims that to torture children in the name of right-wing political power is an act of compassion, and is a close family friend of a grown, presumably otherwise intelligent man who follows bizarre conspiracy theories, a man whose wife works or has worked in the PM's office. Why? Why do we allow ourselves to be fooled by preposterous, unsubstantiated claims? Because in school we were never taught logic, logical fallacies, or critical thinking, unless we were lucky. Most of us were never taught what science really is, or how it is actually done, or the importance of scepticism. No, not cynicism. Scepticism is, show me your data, show me your evidence, show me your working. A cynic, as Oscar Wilde said, is one who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. And hardly any of us have been taught or wanted to learn statistics and what they can and can't tell us. Those who want to sell to us include politicians, priests, and other con artists, of course. Anyway, apart from the boom in conspiratorial, dark state, UFO, election-stealing bullshit, the left is edging further to the left, and the right has dragged itself inexorably towards the far neo-Nazi authoritarian right. Law and justice. According to the big potato of Home Affairs, Australians value the rule of law. But we shouldn't confuse the law with justice. You don't go to court to get justice. That is not what the court provides. The court provides a legal finding. The court provides a procedure based on legislation written by lawyers at the request of politicians and agreed to by a majority of parliamentarians. Justice is never, or only rarely, a consideration in the legislation. Judges and magistrates are hamstrung. They can't make just findings, only legal findings. If the two happen to occur simultaneously, it's a coincidence. Laws have a lot of words, lots of numbers and letters, lots of sections and subsections, divisions and notes. Only lawyers understand these things. And lawyers cost money. Joe Bloggs is not really equipped to deal with all this. And most Joe Bloggsers usually can't afford the fancy lawyers although it's true some Joe Bloggers in certain specific circumstances can be helped by less fancy or less experienced lawyers. So justice, when it's even possible, is often denied. We may be equal in the law, but not before the law in our access to it. Which brings us to another phony claim about Australian values. Equal opportunity. As if. We love to say it. We love to believe it. It's just not true. There's a job going in a stockbroking firm. It's entry level. The starting salary is pretty shit, but the opportunities to climb the ladder are attractive. HSC is required. Out of the following three candidates, which do you think is most likely to score the job? 1. David. David is mixed race of Aboriginal heritage from La Perouse. He worked really hard and did well in his HSC at a state high school, especially in maths, English and IT. His family is well known and highly respected in the community. They're a fairly standard suburban family, but aren't well off, and they don't know anyone in the financial sector. David has wanted a job like this since he started high school. 2. Sarah. Sarah's the daughter of refugees from Sudan, now Australian citizens. She was born in Australia. She topped her year and got excellent results in the HSC. Her family lives in a predominantly Muslim suburb. Her father knows the local bank manager. She wears a hijab outside the home. 3. Sebastian. Sebastian is the son of a senior executive at the Sydney CBD office of one of the major international audit companies. They live in a mansion at Palm Beach in northern Sydney. Sebastian went to an elite private school. Andrew's dad went to the same school with the CEO of the broking firm that has opened the job. He's also active in the local Liberal Party branch. Sebastian just scraped through the HSC. He doesn't know much about money besides how to spend it. He doesn't really know what he wants to do. He'd rather just surf, sail and party. But his mum insists he get a job and start doing something useful. So who should get the job? David, Sarah or Sebastian? Who do you think is most likely to get the job? And how long will he last? Australians are larrikins, really? This claim has been made since about forever. We love it. We love to believe it. It's a legendary Australian value. We like to think of ourselves as being larrikin-ish. And we would be too. It's just that right now we're a bit busy. Stuffed into a stinking train on our way to another unutterably boring 9-to-5 day at our stupefying job where we do as we're told because we're afraid of losing our stupefyingly boring job because we need to pay the rent or the mortgage. And when we get home, smelling of other passengers' sweat, we're just a little too tired for larrikinising. But, you know, sometimes we wear odd socks to work, or a jokey tie. Will that do? In any case, larrikinism died with Henry Lawson in 1922. The split. It's all pretty upsetting that the fissure between left and right, whatever they actually are, is growing. Both ends are informed by batshit conspiracy theories. The Labor Party is easing itself towards the hard right position being vacated by the now increasingly far-right, alt-right, nationalist Liberal Party. The evangelical, rapture-expecting, theocracy-loving, democracy-hating sand people built their temples there long ago. The Greens still don't really know what they're doing or how to do it, but lots of people are moving to conspiratorial fantasies to the left of them. To be fair, the majority of Australian voters sit around almost exactly in the centre and just vote for whatever party they and their parents always have. The words that strike the most fear are socialism and fascism. We don't have either in Australia. We do have authoritarianism, and that's where the LNP is going, especially with failed coup leader the racist potato. But there are many further to the right than him. We don't have socialism. We don't do democratic socialism. We find that scary and almost communist. But we are a social democracy, if not to the extent of the Scandinavian countries. According to Wikipedia, social democracy is a policy system that includes economic and social interventions to promote social justice within the framework of a liberal democratic polity and a capitalist-oriented mixed economy. The protocols and norms used to accomplish this involve a commitment to representative and participatory democracy, measures for income redistribution, regulation of the economy in the general interest, and social welfare provisions. That's why we are consistently among the top five of the world's best countries. This year, 2020, Australia is rated the third best country to live in after Norway and Switzerland. Social democracy is why we have, for example, Medicare, that means being sick won't bankrupt us, unlike the US, or kill us, again, unlike the US. Social democracy is what's at stake if Australia goes sincerely to the far right or the far left. And if you want to see what a corrupt, authoritarian, oligarchical theft of democracy might look like, there's one being attempted right now, in the USA, by their president. If you want to see a historic major political party collapse like the explosive demolition of a skyscraper, that's also happening right now. Keep your eye on the Republicans if you don't want that to be the future of Australia and Australian values.